Alright, we want to start the new year with very good topic. 7 golden keys from the book of Acts. But unfortunately, they told me from above up to the 4 keys you can use it for this week. Who said that? The boss, I don't know. I was joking. We want to look at the 7 golden keys from the book of Acts. Actually, it will be Day 7 Golden Keys. Maybe will be valuable for us for our new year. I want to start with the one question. Have you ever asked yourself in the beginning, God, what vision you once give me for this year for your glory? I think this is a very great question you're asking to God. Because the Bible says, the nation without vision will die, and church without vision will die. The church, I'm talking about each one of us, amen? Not only Capital Bible Church, person is a church. Let's start with a prayer, yeah? Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord, for your mercy, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for another opportunity, Lord, you're providing for me. I can stand behind the pulpit, Lord, and I can pray, Lord, for your glory and for people here, Lord. And the Lord God, I'm ask your blessing. Please, Lord, bless your word going forth. And I pray in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. A few years ago, a father was walking through the forest with a young son. Suddenly, the father stops and said, "My son, from here on the path become a little difficult. If you walk alone, you may fall. But if you put your hand in me, I promise I will bring you safely to destination." The little boy thought for a moment. Look at his hand. Look at his small hand. And they said, "Dad, I won't hold your hand. You hold my hand. Because if I hold your hand, I may let you go. But if you hold my hand, you will never let me go." This simple sentence reveals a deep truth. Victory in Christian life does not depend on our strength. It depends on the hand that holds us, the hand of God. The book of Acts is a story of the man and woman who did not let go of God's hands. They were weak, persecuted, without resource, surrounded by opposition, yet they were victorious. Not because of their own power, but because the Spirit of God was holding them. Today, we went to see how this victorious church lived, how it stood firm, how it grew, and how it shook the world. The book of Acts introduces us the 7 golden keys to victory in Christ. Actually, the Bible is a bunch of keys. We can only say the 7 golden keys, maybe the trillion keys or billion keys. But the book of Acts introduces us the 7 golden keys to victory in Christ. Keys which, if we also apply them today, we allow us to experience the same power, the same courage, and the same blessing. So, let's look at those keys. The first key, wait for and obey the Holy Spirit. We read in the book of Acts chapter 1, yeah? The Bible mentioned in verse 4, "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem." In other words, Jesus said to the disciples, stay in Jerusalem, remain in Jerusalem. For what? Why Jesus said, stay in Jerusalem? For Holy Spirit, waiting because the promises of the Father will come in upon you. So the point here, the profound point here is this. God never sent them out empty. That's why. God give them missionary. God give them gold. God give them a purpose. But God never sent them empty. God said, stay here. The Holy Spirit come on upon you and then doing my witnesses. Before they move forth, he filled them, equipped them, and armed them with the Holy Spirit. For no victory is achieved without the power of the Holy Spirit, and no step bears fruit without Him. This is a point, my brother and my sister. Before you being anything, ministry, marriage, work, migration, or any major decision, pray first. Remain in God's presence. Be filled first, then act. Amen? Pray, bring it to the Lord, and ask Him, Lord, and be filled with Him, to full of, be sure, in other words, have confidence of which is you want to do Him. Because the doubt, maybe is not from God. That's a very important point. Rushing ahead without the guidance of the Holy Spirit always comes at a cost. The book of Acts teach us this truth. God brought the victory through weak people, not through self-reliant people. Therefore, say every day, Lord, not by my power, but by yours. When you are tired, do not withdraw or quit. In sense, be filled again. Return to the presence of Christ and ask Him to renew your strength. We can see exactly in the life of John the Baptist. John the Baptist, actually, he was a prophet before Jesus coming. Actually, John the Baptist, he proclaimed, he is standing for Jesus. In John chapter 1, we can see that John the Baptist says, behold, the Lamb of God is coming. He said to the people, this is the Lamb of God. This is the Messiah. This is which is God sent after me. But when John the Baptist going into the problem, when the hero put John the Baptist in the prison, doubt come for him. But what John the Baptist did? In Matthew 11, verse 2 to 6, that's a very great picture here. When John had heard in prison about the work of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, are you the coming one, or do we look for another? It's very weird, yeah? It's very weird question. You already proclaim, you already said, you already advertising for Jesus Christ. But when you go into the suffering, doubt comes for me. Are you looking one, or we have to wait for another one? Jesus answered and said to them, go and tell to John the things which you heard and see. The blind see, and the lame walks, and the lepers are cleansed, and deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Surrender yourself to the Holy Spirit, my brother and my sister, every day, not just on Sunday. The Holy Spirit is not only for church. He is indeed for you, for your home, your workplace, your driving, your relationship with the family, and your financial situations. Surrender yourself like John the Baptist. Doubt come for him, but he back to the source. He not get filled away. And this is a reality for us. Many things will be happening for us. We are human, amen? We are flesh. We live in fallen world. Many things will be happening for us and once it bring a doubt for us. But the good point here, when the doubt coming for us, we have to back to the source. God already give us the source. We have to hold the hand of God. He never leave us alone. He hold us already. But we have to back to Him. And finally, repeat this sentence to yourself a day. What's the sentence? Lord, fill me afresh each day. Not only Sunday, not only in Bible study time. Each day, without you, I have no victories. So, this is the first key. The first Victorian keys. And the second key we want to look at. Key two is, they were united and one of course. Acts chapter 1, verse 14 says, they all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The victory of the early church did not come from the power of programs, but from the power of unity. When the church stands in unity, hell returns, and darkness has no choice but to be defeated. Unity is very important for the church. Unity. We can see in verse 14. In verse 14 says, they all continue in one accord in prayer and supplication with Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brother. Why the unity is important? I want to bring you some example from the book of Acts. When forgiveness, humility, and the compassion and the presence within in the church, God opens many doors for his people. We can see the prayer, unity, and one accord of the early church lead God to accept the Matthias as one of the apostles. Why they are being prayer in Acts chapter 1? Why they are being prayer? They are being prayer in the unity because they need the will of God for the church. Church have a problem. Church need many things. How can we fix the result? With the prayer and unity, amen? With the prayer and unity, the church can open many doors. And the another one, the prayer, unity, and one accord of the church caused the Holy Spirit to descend. We can see in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, when the day of Pentecost fully came, they were all with one accord and one place, one accord in unity. And the third point, the prayer, unity, and one accord of the early churches also caused believers to find favor with both God and people. That's the key word. In Acts chapter 2, verse 47 says, praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. That's the fruit of the unity of the church. That's the fruit of the prayer of the church. Church is not established in only one person or two person or three person. You are his church. Amen? You are his church. Therefore, a church built on prayer, unity, and one accord is a church that experiences the presence of God, reflect his grace, and become a witness to the growth and salvation. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14 to 20 says, we know that we have passed from death to life, because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brethren abides in death. Whoever hates his brethren is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this good word and see his brethren in need and shut up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongues, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure of our heart before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and know all things. That's the fruit of the unity. When the church have a unity, no more sadness, no more problem, no more hatred. I know many new people coming to the church, and when the new people come to the church, of course they bring a problem as well, but church must have unity. Amen? And this is the second key, and then we look at the third key. Going to the, yes, key three. I'm talking about the prayer in previous key, but in third key says, the prayer was the beating heart of the victorious church. Unity and prayer. Prayer and unity. Amen? They are working together. In the book of Acts, we see that the apostles turned first to prayer in every matter because they know that without the prayer, no steps would bear fruit. For example, they pray for guidance in Acts chapter 1, verse 14 and verse 20. They pray for guidance. Verse 14 says they gather together, yes? But in verse 24 says, and they pray and said, O Lord, who know the hearts of the old, show which of these two have chosen. They are being prayed for the will of God. Another one, prayer for a strange. Prayer for a strange. Acts chapter 2 verse 42 says, and they continue steadfast in the apostle doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking bread and in prayer. Why do bring a praying last? What do you think? What is your idea? Why do not say, and they continue in prayer and standing fast in the apostle doctrine and fellowship and the breaking bread? Why do bring a prayer in the last? Amen. Because the prayer covers all of that. That's the reason. Prayer is important. Prayer for boldness. Prayer for boldness. And then we come into the third point. In Acts chapter 4, verse 23 to 31, say, after being treated, the believers lift up their voice to God in one accord. Their prayer not for safety, but for boldness to speak God's word. When the church be in prayer, when the church have a unity and in prayer, and the church will find the boldness for preaching the word of God to the people. Amen? That's why it's very important. Therefore, friends, prayer is the foundation of the victorious church, not a reaction to defeat. It's a foundation of the victorious church. Charles Spurgeon says, when God intends to do something great, he first set his people praying. Prayer is not a sign of our weakness. It is our confession of God's power. My brother and sister, without the prayer, the mission of the church becomes the merely human activity. But with prayer, the same mission becomes a divine work. The Carl and I, we're going to share the gospel every Saturday. We need your prayer. We need your prayer, because without your prayer, we can't do anything. We can't do anything. Please be in prayer for us. And praying, God, please help us provide opportunity for joining this important mission. Not only prayer for us to doing that one, praying for joining us as well. Prayer is important, my brothers. Jamison Faust Brown, actually he wrote a commentary about the book of Acts. He said in his commentary, unity in prayer is the mark of the true spiritual unity. And such a unity has always been the context in which the power of the Holy Spirit is poured out. This is why prayer was not optional for the early church. It is the lifeline and secret to victory. And then we come into the fourth key. The fourth key is, they had boldness to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Boldness to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can see in the Bible, when Jesus was crucified, all the disciples were fearful and terrified of the Jews. Actually, in John chapter 20 mentions, all the disciples, because of the fear of the Jews, they are gathered in open room and shutting the door. And they don't know what they're doing, you know, because the old hope gone, everything gone, the master died on the cross, and they are in the fear. They are in terrified situations. But after the Lord rose from the dead, we see in the book of Acts that they stood with hope and boldness to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. I think you all remember reading the Bible. Denied Jesus 3 times when the Jewish people arrested him. But when he saw his rose from the dead and saw his resurrection, we can see that Peter actually in Acts chapter 2, he boldly preached the gospel in Jerusalem to the Jewish people. And in Acts chapter 4, it's an amazing picture for us. In Acts chapter 4, verse 10 to 12 says, let it be known that you all, and to all the people of Israel, that be the name of Jesus Christ whom you crucify. We stand in for the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He with the boldness he passed the red line. I don't care what the people say. I don't care what the Jewish people say. I'm standing for the name of Jesus Christ. I'm standing for preaching his name to the people. Because what? In verse 12, it says, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men getting saved. That's why he is standing in boldness for the name of Jesus Christ. I got a question to you, my brothers and my sisters. Do you have a boldness for preaching, to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ? Go back to the source. Ask Holy Spirit. The boldness of the early church was not a natural courage, education, or personality. It was the result of being filled with the Holy Spirit. God has already given us the source of courage. Our responsibility is to obey and according to his will, proclaiming the message of the gospel to others. The apostles did not soften the truth, nor did they preach out of fear. Yet their boldness was never harsh purport. It was joined with love and truth. Friends, remember this. Victories come when the message of the gospel is boldly proclaimed with love and courage. The church have a victory standing for the preaching the gospel of Christ to the people. The victory in church is not came from the money. It's not came from the advertising. No. The victory in church came from the preach the gospel. The victory in church came from the people standing for share the gospel to the people. Have a boldness for preaching the word of God. I encourage you are coming, joining us every Saturday. Please. Bible says harvest is ready, laborers few. And unfortunately, we got very few laborers in our church. Only 2 laborers. We hire more. Application beyond the table. So, we'll stop here. We look at the 4 keys and the Lord willing, maybe next time, we look at the other keys. And let's close with a prayer. Yeah? Oh, Father God, thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace, Lord. And the Father God, thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord. We're so thankful, Lord, for your word. Please, Lord, help us in this new year. Help us, Lord. We use your golden key for our life, Lord. I know many doors is getting locked or being locked for us, Lord. I know many, many things. It's getting a stumble for us. It's getting hard for us. Lord, we need your power. We need your wisdom. And we need your key to open those doors. Thank you, Jesus, and I pray in your holy name, Lord. Amen.